Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. Like Mario Karlovic. Mario, thank you so much for your contribution to the show. It means a lot to us. And these podcasts I love because it gives us an opportunity to play even more music that we
yes.
are into. Don't get a chance to do all of the stuff that we love on the show. Here's this opportunity now to do that. Give us a hint about what you're going to play for us next.
Greg, sometimes we verge far afield in these DIJ bonus podcast picks. I'm going to share the super enthusiasm I've been having for the last couple of weeks about a band I'd never had discovered before. It is probably the most surreal story and music I've ever shared.
Oh, my God. Most surreal story you've ever shared.
It could well be, I'm just super excited right now.
I'm in the audience for that one. That's going to be in a minute on Sound Opinions. We are back, Jim. You left us on a heck of a cliffhanger there with the Desert Island Jukebox. What are you going to play for us?
Greg, I'm going to tell the story of Boney M.
Yeah.
All right? I am going to cheat because I'm going to insist that we play a little bit of two songs because I, honest to God, can't decide which one I love more. And the whole playlist, you know, ABBA Gold, the best of,
yeah.
Where like every single second is brilliant, all right? So too is true with Gold, Best Of by Boney M. Who was Boney M and how the heck did I'd heard the name, right?
Yeah.
But I'd never dug deep. The latest season of Black Mirror has just run or streamed. You can watch it however you want to watch it, right? And it's more supernatural and horror this time than the terrors of technology. I think it got too dark even for Black Mirror.
Mm.
The last episode is the best. It's incredible, about this young woman of Indian descent in Great Britain who's visited unexpectedly by a demon, right? And the demon takes human form because as a demon, he's far too frightening. He adopts the persona and the look of the last character she just saw on television, which was a Top of the Pops broadcast of Boney M. performing live. And he becomes Bobby Farrell, the male exotic dancer in Boney M. The story of Boney M. is not linear, so forgive me if all of this sounds insane. There is a German record producer, Frank Farian, songwriter, record producer. The sounds that are selling in the early 70s are disco funk. He is clearly influenced by ABBA and its breakthrough hit Waterloo, right? I mean, I've always said when they won the Eurovision contest and introduced themselves to the world with a song about Bonaparte's defeat at Waterloo at the hands of the British and Prussians, right? What a weird thing to write a song about. What a bizarre pop song super hit, right? I think that's where Farian got a lot of his inspiration. He said, I can do that. In fact, Boney was the British slang word for Napoleon Bonaparte,
insult.
So Boney M. Is his group, and he casts a couple of Caribbean natives who are living in the Netherlands to become the group. Bobby Farrell is the only male, and then three women. He doesn't let them sing on the records. They sing in live performance, mm-hmm. right? But on the records, he's mainly singing the male parts himself. He is clearly emulating Giorgio Moroder, right? The super producer for Donna Summer and ABBA, as I said. And a string of hits follow. Super hits, and I'll talk about two, as I said. And, you know, topping ABBA at sometimes on the charts, topping Donna Summer, it's a back and forth in that whole era, but not in the U.S. Like, almost unknown in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Huge in Europe, huge in Russia, except for one of the two songs I'm going to play, huge in India. They're like the top pop band ever in India. What a bizarre story, right? There is this fondness by Farian of writing songs, pop songs, weird pop songs about history.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Caribbean roots of the four musicians he cast but didn't let record are heard throughout. There is more tin drum in between the drum machines and the disco funk guitar on these recordings than you've ever heard in your life. He had other interests, too. At one point, Boney M. covers The Creation.
Really?
The legendary, you know, 66, 67 English psychedelic rock band. They do a mean cover of Painter Man.
Okay.
But these two songs I'm going to play, all right, you got to hear a little bit of Rasputin, right? Different pronunciation. They call him Rasputin.
Mm-hmm.
The weird mad monk of Russian legend and some history. There's more legend than history when you come with Rasputin. They're talking about lover of the Russian queen. Rah, 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 Rasputin. Rasputin, as they say, right? What a weird thing to write a song about. They're usually popular in Russia, except Russia bans that song. Listen to how weird this is. Boney M. with Rah-Rah Rasputin, right? Now, the other song that kills me, and right off the bat, I had to dive deep into looking this up, is called Ma Baker. And the musical hallmarks, besides the tin drum, are these back-and-forth vocals. All the songs have them, and these spoken word parts. And it opens with a female voice saying, "Freeze, I'm Ma Baker. Put your hands in the air and give me all your money." Right? And so Ma Baker, we learn in this song, is the meanest cat in old Chicago town. She really mowed them down, right? This is the story
female gangster.
Well, this is the story of Ma Barker,
mm-hmm.
okay, B-A-R-K-E-R, and her gang, along with her sons, right? Robbed banks, killed people in the era of Bonnie and Clyde, in the era of Dillinger. And I thought it was more a Minneapolis and Nebraska thing. But then I look, and no, indeed, twice the Baker gang, you know, hid out in Chicago, right? Why did you change the name from Barker to Baker? They're all long dead, 50 years at least mm-hmm. at that point. You know, it wasn't they weren't going to get sued by Rasputin or any of the Baker guys. He just thought it sounded better. What a weird guy. I would kill to interview Frank Farian. I mean, who was this guy? And what did he do with the money? Bobby Farrell is dead. He died in 2010. Much loved figure. Mainly didn't seem to have any talent, just looked really good. He was like 8 feet tall.
That was the whole shtick with Farian, right? I mean, he created Millie Vanilli, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't get past reading about Boney M. He was Millie Vanilli?
Yes. This guy made a living out of creating, putting models on the screen and then hiring a different singer, you know, behind the scenes to actually execute the music. So, I mean, it was a complete fabrication.
Talk about
assembly line pop music.
This guy is either the biggest villain in the history of pop music or my new hero. I can't
charlatan,
decide which.
I think is the word. 850 million records sold.
I know, but I'm telling you, go to that. There are two Boney M best ofs. The best is Magic of Boney M, 20 Golden Hits, right? Go to that and tell me these songs aren't brilliant.
Oh my God.
I love all 20 of them.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm serious.
All right. You're going to lay Millie Vanilli on me the next time you do a DIGA? Come on.
Well, come on now. It's like lots of great, you know, Mike Rutherford, great guitarist in Genesis, bassist, goes on to Mike and the Mechanics. I'm not going to dismiss his work with Genesis. I will
acknowledge that I have not heard these two Boney M songs, so I'm going to give them a chance.
Right, you're going to love this, and I hope the rest of our listeners will, too. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.